This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and today I'm joined by Megan Elieff. Megan is a visionary, speaker, and influencer. She is also a producer of hundreds of events, ranging from pop-up markets, speaker series, galas, and charity events as well. As founder of Modern Day Wife, she's taken her concept and her vision and really turned it into a tangible real-life community, inspiring thousands across the globe. On paper, she has a degree in PR, public relations, tourism management, and visual merchandising. Through hands-on experience and various positions she's held internationally, she has obtained knowledge that has been extremely beneficial in achieving real results and exponential business growth. Previous founder of Project U, a women's networking group whose main mission is to elevate women and the world. She created and sold this business, if you can believe this, all under the age of 30. Wow. She's had an extremely successful corporate career at Fairmont Hotel and Resorts for 5 years as a retail buyer, merchandiser, and manager, building a gift shop from the ground up that generated over $750,000 in sales annually. Currently living in Toronto and Florida, covering the North American market with her connections. She's married to the CEO of Yessa, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, yes. Corey Elieff, and she has a little fur baby named Mopar. Megan, welcome to Finding Your Bliss.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here today with you.
Before we get into it, and I should tell, so nobody can see this on the radio. They'll be able to see it when we post the YouTube video on our YouTube channel. But she's wearing this fabulous banner, Mrs. Toronto. We're going to hear all about that in a moment. So first of all, congratulations on winning the title. That's so exciting. But I wanted to go back to before you were crowned Mrs. Toronto 2024. And I want to talk about all of that in a moment. But I want to first talk about a pivotal time in your life when you were in college and you dreamed of moving to Paris, France, and your mother gave you a painting of Paris as a gift that still hangs in your family home to this day. And with it, your mother wrote you a beautiful note reminding you to follow your dreams. And you have credited that moment to being the spark that inspired you to always strive for achieving your dreams. And even though you didn't make it to Paris right away, you did do an internship in London, England, and eventually you did make that magical trip to Paris. What did that feel like when you went to Paris for the first time with this kind of impactful history behind it? Can you take us back to that?
Wow, I love that you brought that up. I was like, oh, you know, it feels like that was so long ago, but it really was that moment for me that really pushed me forward to where I am today. You know, I think moms are so special. I don't have kids yet, but I do want to have kids in the near future. And, you know, she really believed in me and reminded me to go for my goals, even when other people said it wasn't possible, right? At that time, I wanted this internship in London, England, and it was really my mom and my guidance counselor that actually believed I could do it. Everyone else was like, you're crazy. No one's ever done an internship in London, England. That's not gonna happen for you. But really, you know, she gave that painting to me on Christmas and it did signify to me like, okay, I can do this. So fast forward a little bit, when I did go to Paris, it was the most amazing experience because it really was a goal accomplished, right? Yes. I had gone with my girlfriend Krista on that trip. We actually climbed the Eiffel Tower in our heels.
Wow.
Wait, like I think I had 4-inch heels on and you're in the moment. You're like, we're going to do it. We're here. Let's climb the Eiffel Tower, right? And that's kind of just how I've always been, a little bit crazy in that way of like, yeah, like, let's just go for it. Let's have a good time. So it was definitely special. And I think it's things we dream of, right? I never thought I would end up there. And I did.
Wow.
But it really was that belief in myself and other people that pushed me to actually accomplish that target and goal.
That's okay. What did you do at your internship in London, England? What was involved in that?
Okay, that was the hardest job that I ever did. I served afternoon tea. So, you know, me being from Canada, there was only a few options of what we could go into. So yes. It was called a commis de rang. And that was the title that I had. And so I served the traditional London high-end tea. I had a three-piece outfit. It was a skirt. It was a little blazer, an undercoat, and a scarf. It was so They actually don't have, I know, they don't have those uniforms anymore. And it makes me kind of sad because it really was so spectacular because you got into character. When I showed up, it was a 5-day orientation. It was very intense. And they said, the Savoy, that's the hotel I worked at. It was a Fairmont hotel. You're on stage. And so you either have, you have charm and you have spontaneity. So just being very spontaneous in what you're doing. And everything was, it was character. It was poise. I had to be so professional. I never, things I'd never done. I learned all of the fancy fine dining, but it was hard. I worked from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Carrying heavy trays, hot boiling water. I definitely burnt myself a few times. I can tell you a mortifying story too, where I spilled a drink on a guest. So there was a lot of ups and downs and challenges. Yes. And the other really interesting thing about it was, you know, the celebrities were there. I got to see Victoria Beckham and she was having peppermint tea right there. So you never know, right? You never know what opportunities around the corner.
That's so cool. That's so interesting. I love hearing about that. So let's fast forward now to you being crowned Mrs. I keep wanting to say Miss.
I know.
It's Mrs. And that's the cool thing that we want you to explain. Mrs. Toronto 2024. And I'm sure our listeners would love to know what Mrs. Toronto is and what characterizes it from all the other pageants.
Well, I'm so excited about this because I've never done a pageant. So for me, you know, I think as women and obviously you, you have a huge history of all the plethora of things that you've done, right? There's always what game is next? What goal am I going afterwards? And I had a girlfriend who competed in this pageant and she said, you know, you should do it. You have the platform, you have Modern Day Wife, you'd be such a great fit. And I was like, I can't fit that in. I can't fit that in. And then I started thinking about it more and I really loved the mission of the pageant. So the pageant that I'm a part of is called International Pageants. They do have Miss, like M-I-S-S, but this one is Mrs. So it's for married women. So you have to be married to compete in the pageant. And it showcases the accomplishments of married women. So what are you doing in your community to make an impact, make a difference? And honestly, I have loved the experience. Like, obviously, I would love to win the title of Mrs. International. That would be incredible. But either way, it's taught me so much about myself, things that I never thought about doing, like walking in heels more confidently, strutting the runway. I public speak a lot, but there's a lot of that. So all of these things were
great skills.
Like push me outside of my comfort zone. And there's literally 48 other amazing ladies who are also doing the same thing, right? They're out there promoting their platform. They're doing things in their community. So either way, it's phenomenal that so much awareness is being brought to whatever the platform is that the individual is showcasing.
That's so great. That's so amazing. So behind the scenes, like, is it like a night that's televised like Miss America where there's swimsuit and there's gown and there's talent? Like, is it sort of structured that way or is it a little bit different?
Yes. So the really, really interesting part about this is that it is very full on. So the pageant is July 26th and 27th in Kingsport, Tennessee. Wow. So it's 2 days. So every contestant competes in evening gown, fitness, and then there's interview beforehand. So that's worth 50%. So during the week before, there's lots of appearances and things that you do. So I actually go Sunday the 21st. So it's a whole week of
fun. Different
activities.
That's so fun.
Going to be so much fun. And, you know, the interview is the main thing. And that's the thing, like, it's really is about what are you doing? That's the cool part about it. And so the Friday night, all the girls do the fitness and the evening gown. You can attend in person or it is broadcasted online. And then the top 16 get to compete the next night. You redo evening gown and fitness, but then you have on stage interview. So there's two questions 16 people get asked.
What kinds of questions would they ask you?
Yeah, so there's going to be one which is on your platform statement. So that's really exciting. So it's a 30-second piece on your platform statement. And then the second one is going to be about, I don't know totally, but how you're going to carry out your reign as Mrs. International, probably. Cool. Something to that extent. And then the really interesting thing too is there's 15 girls that get picked for the top 15, and then one person can win the People's Choice Award, which is fun.
So nice.
Someone gets voted into the top 16, essentially.
So that's so fun. Is there an age limit? Is there Mrs. International and Mrs. Even Older International? I'm just wondering, what is the age range?
Yeah, I believe I have to check the website. I think it's 26 to 50 something. Yeah, it does say on the website. But yeah, so I mean, there's ladies from all different walks of life. I mean, people who've been in pageants their whole life, people like me who've never done a pageant. It's amazing. I mean, the platforms range from, obviously for me, my platform's Modern Day Wife. So promoting this modern woman thriving in all areas of her life. And I'm focusing on building strong women, strong communities, which is cool. But some people have, they're talking about adoption or addiction or mental health or abortion, different things. It just depends.
That's amazing. On at the end of this show, I'm gonna include a little info on how people can enter, because we in our Zoomer audience, we have everyone from 0 to 95, so and beyond, I should say. And so who knows, maybe there's someone out there, one of our listeners, who might want to enter into a future pageant. It's great.
Oh, 100%.
That's so fun. So from doing the research, I think a lot of this did begin, and you sort of touched on this, with Modern Day Wife, which you created. It was your brainchild. Can you tell us more about Modern Day Wife and what it is, how it works, and how it can benefit women everywhere?
Yeah. So Modern Day Wife started in 2018. Essentially, it was a very interesting time in my life. My husband was sick severely with Crohn's disease, which is totally handled right now, but I kind of found myself overwhelmed. We weren't married yet or engaged, but I had this life partner that I had to care for while still maintaining my career and keeping a home and still wanting to look good. And as you mentioned, I did have another business prior to Modern Day Wife, which was a women's networking group, but with a different mission, where for me at the time, in 2018, I really started to think about, okay, where am I going as a woman, right? Like, I want to have a career. I want to be a mom one day. I want to be married one day. So who is this Modern Day Wife, this modern day woman trying to do it all? I mean, even today, I'm like, okay, I have this with you, and then all of the other life hats that we wear as women. So essentially, Modern Day Wife is that community for women who are looking to connect to make their life easier, right? When you have relationships, when you have connections, when you know the best places to go for services or to get something, things can move faster. Yes. And that's really what it's about. I mean, even for me, I use my own community, right? I'm like, okay, who's in my network where I can just pick up the phone and make something happen quicker?
So true.
Right? That's the
benefit. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you're helping, and then it's a win-win, because you're helping other women, you're helping other entrepreneurs like you, and you're helping, you know, and you're also helping each other. So I think it's a wonderful thing. It's so great.
Yeah.
So great. How do people get involved in Modern Day Wife? What is involved in becoming part of this?
Of course. Well, we do events all across North America. So we just had one last week in Beverly Hills it was June 28th at the Sofitel. So about every 8 weeks, there's a big event. So the next one's August 22nd in Scottsdale. And then we're coming to Toronto, which is going to be fantastic. Yes. On October 25th at the W Hotel in Yorkville. So that will be great. So
I want to come.
You have to come. I was like,
I'd love to come to that.
Moderator. Let's talk.
That'd be great. I'd love that. Great. That's so fun. And we could bring you back on the radio to promote it. That would be amazing. I love that.
Yeah.
So much fun. So is the Modern Day Wife community something that happens mostly in person, Megan, or can it also be an online thing for people who aren't able to attend in person?
Yeah. So we do have the in-person events, but we also have our digital membership, which is called The Vault. So there's about 500 members who are part of that. There's digital webinars where we have different speakers who speak on topics where you can rewatch it if you can't attend live in a back-end portal. There's our Rolodex, which is called The Little Black Book, where if you are looking for a contact information, you can just check that out. So you can be involved digitally that way. We also have a printed magazine 2 times a year, which is great, which we also do post digitally. And then we have a podcast as well. So there's lots of ways to stay up to date.
That's so great. You also have a blog, and there were some fabulous articles that I was reading about in the blog that you, so can anybody write this blog, or is it members that participate, or who are the people that write the blog?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I mean, anyone can apply to write. I just had someone email me the other day who wanted to write about travel. I'm like, great. You know, if it fits with, you know, the concept of what we're doing, I'm definitely all for supporting other people to get involved. Our Vault members do have perks of hosting their webinars or writing a blog, to your point, or the information is crafted from our team. So if someone wants to get involved, they definitely can, which is fantastic.
That's so fun. Megan, you're also a visionary producer of many events, as just mentioned, such as pop-up markets, speakers series, galas, and charity events. And I'm wondering, where do you even begin to put together one of these events, such as a gala or a charity event? It's a big thing. And I'm wondering what you do. Like, can you paint us a picture of what's involved in that?
A lot of work, some stress, and a lot of people. That's the thing that I love about Modern Day Wife is I do have an amazing business partner and co-founder. Her name is also Megan, which is so funny, who lives in LA. And then I have my key designer and event director. Her name is Casey, who's in New York. So there's people from all over on our team, right? So it's a team effort, but I think the foundation, which I love, is coming up with the concept. Right. So thinking about, I always think about the aesthetics. What is the experience that I want someone to leave the event feeling, and kind of work backwards? Like, okay, what's the feeling we want to create? What's the vibe? Our events are very
glamorous,
right? You'll see when you come to Toronto, right? So thinking about that. And then from there, we're able to think of like, okay, what type of photo op could we create? What type of fun gifting experience? What type of interactive element, what type of entertainment? I mean, we just had a violinist player at our last event. He was so amazing. The crowd loved it. We have a fashion show. There's dancers, right?
Like, so great.
Making it fun. Like, we need to have more fun. So that's really where I start with the team. And then together we formulate the actual build outs and the actual production pieces that need to happen. And we do have an event producer too. His name is Derek. He does all of our LA events. So that's helpful too.
So fun. Well, I have a daughter who's a singer and an actor living in New York City. So who knows? Maybe she can sing a song for you.
Yeah.
You never know. These are, you know, they always say the best conversations happen on a golf course or even in an interview like this, and great things can happen. You never know. It's really amazing. You were even successful in the gift shop that you built and created. And I can see that you have a great eye. What were some of the things that you sold, and what do you think made it so successful?
Oh, so fun. You know, so the crazy part about that experience is, again, it's almost just deciding to say yes to something, right? I mean, for me, how I got that job was I started making coffee at that hotel. So they wouldn't hire me for anything else. Because at the time, remember, I was living in London, England, worked for Fairmont, moved back to Canada, moved back to Ontario. Yes. Then I wanted to move to Vancouver in British Columbia. So Fairmont Hotels was like, we'll hire you, but only to make coffee. So I started as a barista.
Wow.
Get a foot in the door. And then how I got onto the retail buying project was the head chef decided to create like a mini Eataly. So you've probably in New York been to that.
Yes.
Long story short, I volunteered on that project. They liked my work. They asked me to be the manager. And then I realized, okay, this concept is working, but a gift shop would be better. So I kind of convinced them that we should have a gift shop. Didn't really know all the skill sets, but then was smart enough to be like, I can do this. I just need training. And so then they hired an actual mentor for me to train me to be a buyer who I had found from buying a line. So I think how I got successful and made the shop so great was I listened to someone who taught me what to do. Like, I was teachable. It's important to be teachable.
Yes.
And I just had a good eye. I would go to New York and I would look to see what was trendy? What was
nice?
What would make a great gift? I think it's also just a natural talent in a way, like you have it or you don't. I've always loved fashion, aesthetics, beauty. So for me, I could just pick items and be like, oh, like that's cute. And then I had some girls that also worked for me who were very trendy as well. One girl's name was Teresa, another was Sophie, I had another girl named Caroline. So it just worked out, right? Like together we kind of looked for what would sell and tried new things and styled it, and it worked out. And I loved buying, you know, there was a cute bandeau, Sunny Life.
I love that.
Like some of those fun brands. And the last thing I'll say about that is what I loved was I could connect a lot with small businesses from Vancouver and give them an opportunity. For example, Brunette the Label, before she got really big, showcased her brand at Fairmont. And I said yes to her, right? So there is a really cool thing that you can do when you are a buyer, is you never know if you'll help kickstart a brand even further. So I really loved that.
That's so fun.
It was cool.
That's so creative. I totally get, you know, it's funny. I didn't really understand the modern day wife when I first read about it, but I really get what you're doing, what you bring to it. And also the whole pageant thing, because you're just a very creative, stylish, resourceful person. And it's great. And you've taken risks and you've shown up and you've done the hard work. You did the 12-hour days and 4-inch heels, you know, serving tea in London, England. I mean, that's so incredible. And those things really, you know, doing the work, I think really can lead to great stuff when you do the work and you marry that with the dream and the passion. So that gets to the most important question that we like to ask everyone at the end of the show, which is, of course, we're going to ask you, is what is bliss for Megan Elieff?
Oh, that's such a great question. I think for me, like, I'm in this era of helping myself achieve my goals, but also helping other people. I think that's the greatest gift that you can give to anyone, is allowing them to reach success. And I think when you have that success and you are doing things you love and you're happy, like it is blissful, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you wake up and you are like, great, I can create today, or great, I have something that other people can create in, or whether it's with your kids or your husband or your spouse, I mean, achieving goals is blissful to me.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's the one thing that I'm most working on, is like, how can I help other people with what I'm doing, and we can all win together.
It's great.
It's really not an individual effort to be blissful. I wouldn't want to be blissful on my own. So
if the judges are listening, we want you to win. Mrs. International, you have my vote. You have our vote. I think you're terrific and I get it. And also congratulations on what you've won so far. And you have a great attitude as well, which is you've benefited so much and learned so much. So you're already a winner, but I hope you win the next round. And yet we have to let us know so we can announce it on the radio. I want to thank you so much, Megan, for being on the show today. It was really great having you. And of course, how can people get in touch with you, follow you on social media, become part of the modern day wife, and get involved?
Yeah, I would love for everyone to stay connected. So the Modern Day Wife, it is themoderndaywife.com and The Modern Day Wife on Instagram. Those are our main platforms. And then for my personal page, it's Megan Elieff for Instagram and meganelieff.com for website too. And there's lots of fun stuff on both pages. So definitely follow and we can stay connected.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to go on a short commercial break. When we come back, we will be joined by television and radio personality Liz West. Be right back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio AM 740. And today, back on the program, is one of our favorite television and radio personalities and people, for that matter, the beautiful and brainy Liz West. Liz has been engaging audiences for over two decades as a television reporter, anchor, and host for several networks, including CTV, City TV, CHCH, and Amazon Prime. Liz's credits include City Pulse News, Star, E-Now, Square Off, Rags to Red Carpet, and No Fun Intended. Liz has done hundreds of interviews with musicians, actors, newsmakers, and politicians, covering everything from arts and culture to news and lifestyle. But her heart really lies with music. It always has. Having kicked off her career in the 20s, in her 20s, rather, on the 20s, that would make her 100, when she was 20, working with concert promoter Michael Cole and spending a decade at Concert Productions International. And now Liz can be heard every day as the host of the Afternoon Express on Zoomer Radio. That's 4 hours, guys, every afternoon from 2 to 6 p.m. Pretty cool. So Liz West has really come full circle to be playing great music every day, interviewing musicians, and also building this really cool museum in this city called the Toronto Music Experience. She's also a public speaking coach, a creator of the University of Toronto School of Continuing Studies virtual communicator course. She's an author and an active member of the Toronto music community. Liz West, welcome back to Finding Your Bliss.
Wow, you make me sound so like accomplished. Thank you for that, Judy.
Of course. Well, it's been a fortnight, hasn't it? I had to invite you on the radio to get to see your face. It's been so busy for you and I think for all of us, but it's great to have you here. And whenever I'm in the car and I turn on Zoomer AM 740, I hear you because you're literally on for 4 hours every day and you are amazing. You really are a natural. What has it been like? Because you were always a TV person, a television reporter, television personality. What has it been like to host the afternoon drive show called Afternoon Express on Zoomer Radio?
Yeah, it's interesting because you're right. My experience is in television and I'm new to radio and I work with all these really great radio veterans, people that have been doing it for some time, are really good at it. So I came in a couple of years ago as a young pup, even though I'm not young. I was born in the 20s, as you pointed out. So I've had a lot to learn. I will say I really like radio and I really like what I'm doing. And it's for a couple of reasons. I enjoyed television. It was a fantastic time. It's what I wanted to do. So I did it and kind of got my fill, to be perfectly honest. Like I satiated whatever hunger I had for doing that. I interviewed all types of people, all walks of life. It's super interesting. TV, though, is a different animal, as you know. It's about, you have to think about everything from head to toe, as well as what comes out of your mouth. So I don't mind not having to worry if I have everything as I want it to be on camera, right? I don't mind if I can, it allows me the ability to let go and just focus on what I'm saying and have fun. Like everything I do is rooted in, am I having fun? If I'm not having fun, I don't want to do it. And, you know, I have an 18-year-old son, Parker, and he's first year university, it's kind of has his first real job this summer. And he kind of gripes about it and complains. And one of the things I say to him, and I don't know if he believes me or not, but I say, okay, Parker, you've got to look for the things that you're going to have fun doing as jobs. He's like, Mom, you can't have fun doing a job. I said, no, you can.
Yes.
I've always had fun doing my jobs in some way. And if you aren't enjoying yourself, you've got to really think about changing it because life's too short to be unhappy in your job.
Of course.
So I'm so fortunate. I know I'm kind of detouring from what you asked, but one of the differences is I don't have to think so much about the expression on my face. I'm by myself in studio. So I'm kind of talking to myself. Yeah. I've never been short on words, I guess, or shy. So I kind of have this fun time talking through the microphone to what I envision to be just this great audience of people, either in their cars, maybe in their office, maybe they're doing something at home, and maybe they're on a walk and they've got the Zoomer radio app on their device and it's in their ear and they're walking their dog or jogging or whatever. I just picture myself having this fun conversation with them, only I'm doing all the talking. I'm doing all the talking. Not like I am right now, Judy.
I know, you're so good at it. I'm laughing because everyone who knows Liz West, she's such a beauty. Like, she doesn't even have to wear makeup. She can put on a bit of mascara.
100% not true.
Because Cliff always, that's my husband, for those of you who don't know, always jokes with me and says, you know, why are you investing so much time in hair and makeup? You're on the radio.
Great point. So but you know, there is no just audio anymore.
That's right. There's always a TV.
We have cameras in studio. We have cameras in our Zoomer radio studio. So,
of course,
you know, I'm not expecting people to watch it like a TV show or anything, but it's available and on the app. You can see us on the app.
On the app too. And of course, this show that we're recording right now is going to be available on our YouTube channel. So you'll get to see Liz and you'll get to see her in all the sneak peeks. Liz, can you take us through a day in the life of what's involved in preparing for 4 hours of radio every day and doing interviews with so many guests? Because we work so hard just to prepare one show a week. And I can't even imagine what it's like doing 5 days in a row. Can you paint us a little bit of a picture of what goes on behind the scenes to make all this happen?
Well, I'm very fortunate. There's a team of people here in at Zoomer Radio, as there would be at any radio station. And, you know, there's a music programmer. So that's someone who is making sure we're playing the songs that the listeners want to hear, that we're not repeating them too frequently. You know, if I had my choice, I might just play two artists for 4 hours and that would bore you, right? You don't want to hear, you know, Billy Joel and George Michael over and over. Or maybe you do. I don't know. So the music is programmed and I program the break. So there's a break between songs 4 or 5 times an hour. And I really scour the headlines daily to see what's happening, what kind of fun or informative pieces of information do I think listeners want to know about? Because I know that people are busy and they don't have time to go through 4 newspapers and 8 web news websites to try and find stuff out. And a lot of the times, the headlines that we do hear reported, like on the newscast, for example, they may not be the cheeriest pieces of information. To get the nuggets, you have to dig deeper. So I look around for nuggets. I also research, like the artists that I'm playing, I'll research pretty much everyone to see what are they doing, is someone talking about them, what's new, whether they're not in Toronto, but around the world. You know, we're so fortunate because this time of year, which is the summer, almost every artist is on the road. You know, yeah. If they tour, they're touring. And so stuff happens when you tour, which is really fun. You know, you sudden the telephone gets thrown at you or you fall off the stage. Or, you know, there was an artist in Toronto on the weekend, Niall Horan, who was part of One Direction before he went solo. And he had to walk into the venue because the traffic was so bad in downtown Toronto.
Oh my God.
He'd be late for his own sound check. So his, I found video of him walking into Scotiabank Arena, which is unheard of. Who does that?
Sure.
Right? But if you live in Toronto, you know what, you're nodding right now.
So I know.
So in a day, I do a ton of research, then I sit down and I have my 4-hour conversation with the listener, bringing in pieces, you know, that those fun stories, letting you know about all the contests that we're having here at Zoomer Radio. Just between you and me, Judy, we give away so much stuff here.
Wow.
It's and you just have to go to the website to enter to win. So there's always stuff, tickets, overnight stays at resorts, hotels, dinners. It's really fun. So I get to tell people, I get to be like, it's like being Santa, right? Just giving out stuff. I just gave
it. And Oprah, which yeah, I've always Oprah. Thought of you that as you would be the best Canadian Oprah, because that's your job. That's so fun. That's so amazing.
So it's really great. Yeah.
I love that you've come full circle, as we just mentioned, from starting your career in your 20s, not my 20s, working for CTI, concert promoter Michael Cole, to playing great music every day on the radio. What are your memories of working at Concert Productions? I remember that was a really happening place back in the day.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. Concert Productions International is really the biggest concert promoter in North America at the time, run by Michael Cole, his partner Billy Ballard, and David Walensky. And they were almost like a mom and pop kind of operation, a little bit of cowboys in the industry. But if you were a major artist of any magnitude, you were booked by them. And what I remember was really great, apart from working in a small office on Spadina Road and being able to learn anything I wanted about the industry because it was small. You know, it was, I don't even think we had human resources. In fact, I know we had no human resources. You know, it was a different time. It was the 80s. So right. I remember getting to go to a lot of concerts, which was super fun, but also learning the business and being able as a young woman to be able to rise through the ranks of a company, whether it's marketing, promotion, merchandising, and learning all aspects, because I was always, and I don't know why, but the door, I was always offered to walk through a new door to learn a new position in the company. And it was an absolute delight. And I probably would have stayed had I not realized that I deviated from my original passion, which was to get into entertainment television. You know, that's really what I wanted, and can happen sometimes. You find yourself on a detour. You know, you're suddenly not doing what you kind of thought you always wanted to do. And you, how did I get here? And it's generally because people give you an opportunity and you take it, which is wonderful. But I did want to go back to that original passion, that my bliss, which was tackling entertainment television. I love entertainment. So I've always been in entertainment in one, you know, aspect or another.
Yes.
But I just remember it being a great time for opportunity and going to see a lot of concerts. And I love music. So being able to play music now and hear and recount stories, you know, some fun stories about artists is really a pleasure for me. Although I'll be perfectly honest, I have forgotten so much about my 20s.
Well, let me remind you of something. This is a name that maybe you want to save for the book you're going to write one day, or maybe that you're already writing, I don't know, but Mick Jagger. I'd love to talk to you about the front man and one of the founding members of one of the most famous rock bands in the world, the Rolling Stones. Also, later on in the show, we have a real treat for you. Talented singer-songwriter Jules Halpern will be closing out our program with a show-stopping tune from Funny Girl. More about Jules later on in the program. But first, we're going to go on a short commercial break. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by CREATE, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
CREATE is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. CREATE is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about CREATE Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We're back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, and I'm here with Zoomer's very own Afternoon Express host, Liz West. And just before the break, Liz, I was talking to you about the fact that you had quite a connection with Mick Jagger. This wasn't just asking if you could. He liked you.
Yeah, or maybe, yeah, I was going to say, maybe he had a connection with me. Yeah, I mean, I think Mick Jagger has a connection with most people of the opposite sex, to be perfectly honest. But yeah, I interacted with him several times because this Concert Productions International was the promoter for the Stones. That's the only person they would work with was Michael and his company. I mean, he was that good. So I met Mick and Keith and Ronnie. And I was very lucky. And yeah, he bought me dinner once, Mick. And it was
that's pretty cool.
It was an interesting time. Let's put it that way. It was interesting.
Is there going to be a book?
Don't know. I've written a book. I wrote a book with my husband called Seven Words, Scratch Your Butts, Seven Words That Get in the Way. So we've focused on words that we don't need to say because they don't do us, they don't support us in our relationships. I haven't thought about doing a biography, although my life has been so dramatic lately. I might consider it, but as you know, books are the kind of thing that everybody puts off for another time. And then they
Although I heard a great thing from a recent guest.
Yes.
The 15-minute method that says, if you want to write a book, literally do it for 15 minutes a day. That's 250 words a day. Within 9 months, you have your book. Like, and if you think about it, 15 minutes, you can do a weight routine. I did it the other day. I was like, wow, I just did that.
Right? But and you could apply that philosophy to anything.
Yes.
15 minutes, because it's the idea. Like, I know the idea of writing a book, unless you're a writer, and like, hats off to people that are actual writers and publish several books, because to me, it just seems like, are you kidding? Oh,
so big, right?
And I do want to mention the Toronto Music Experience, if that's okay with you, Judy,
because
I'm very excited about. And I guess for me at this stage in life, it's also a great culmination of everything I've been involved in, because I love the city of Toronto, ran for city council twice and lost, came close and lost, only in horseshoes and whatever, curling, can you be close and still, it's okay. That's okay. It wasn't for me, but I love the city of Toronto. I've lived here forever, really. And I love music. So I have, you know, formed a group with some like-minded people. And we've spent the last couple of years working on a project that we're calling the Toronto Music Experience. Boiled down, it will be like a music museum. Wow. For artists that were launched in the city of Toronto, because we have an extraordinary track record of different, we have different scenes that have happened, whether it's the Yonge Street scene and the Toronto sound that developed out of that with Ronnie Hawkins and the band, or it's the Yorkville scene from the 60s where Joni Mitchell, Neil Young, Gordon Lightfoot, and, you know, a whole slew of people. It's like extraordinary what we have produced in this city. And it's because the city itself is extraordinary. We're unique. And when you come to Toronto, there's no evidence of our musical history or even what we have to offer today. The Drakes, The Weeknd, Shawn Mendes. And I mean, that's me just really literally scratching the surface of those big, huge superstars. But we've got, you know, miles deep list of people, indigenous artists, you know, all genres really. And there's no evidence, which we feel is basically a crime, because we need to celebrate what is great about Toronto. And this is something that we all know, if you're from Toronto, this is what makes it great. And educate people, because it will inspire future musicians. And as someone said, you don't know where you're going if you don't know where you came from. And we want to retain the important aspects of our music history as people, unfortunately, sadly, are dying. It's just, you know, each year it's going to be, I think, exponentially more great musicians dying simply because of that sort of age group that they are. It's like the sort of 70s. In terms of age, they're in their 70s and then their 80s. Wow. And there's a bulk of them. And we're gonna lose them. And that means we're gonna lose their stories. And we don't want to do that. So we're working on the Toronto Music Experience. We hope to have an actual, you know, launch to the public to let people know about this project. It's in its infancy, but we hope to be able to say something more public about it within the next 6 to 8 months. But awesome. We had to dot our I's, cross our T's, do everything right. So yeah. So, but if you're listening to this and you want to know more, just go to our website, torontomusicexperience.ca. Wow. And for me, this is like when you talk about finding your bliss, I literally get excited about it every time I talk about it. I get so excited. It gives me butterflies. So yeah.
That's so fantastic. Well, congratulations. And when you get closer to the 6 months, let us know and we'll mention it in Bliss News at the end of the show. We'll tell people about it and how they can get involved. And will there be concerts? Like, will there be actual?
Yeah, you know what? We will have live performances, because how can you not how do you celebrate music, not have live music? You know, a lot of the artists are still alive and will present performances that really align with the programming and the exhibits. So, yes.
Awesome. That's so exciting. I can't wait. I really can't wait. I know this is your passion project. I've heard you talk about it, and it's so exciting that it's coming close to fruition. And it's amazing. You have always loved music, Liz, whether you've sung in a band. I don't know if you're still with that band. I was going to ask you if you have any gigs
We hit the COVID bump and things happen. So no, we're on hiatus.
You got to get it back, because you have always been involved with music in one way or another, bringing it to people, sharing it on the radio, sharing it in this exciting new venture that you're doing. What do you love about music so much?
Oh boy, Judy, nobody's ever asked me that. Is there even an answer for what do I love about music? I don't actually know what the answer is. It makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. I just really feel good. I'm going to see Earth, Wind, and Fire in Chicago. They're performing together in a couple of weeks in Toronto.
Oh.
Can you even imagine the horns, the vibe, the songs? I mean, I am so excited about that.
Oh.
It's just, I like, again, just makes me feel good. And if someone doesn't get affected by music, I truly kind of scratch my head.
I wonder.
And how's that possible?
It's so, so true. It's really, really true. I wanted to ask you, when you are doing these on-air videos, so everyone, go to Zoomer Radio on Instagram, because you've been doing this thing lately, Liz, which is you do these videos on camera and they've been posting them on their Instagram page, Zoomer Radio, these fun videos of you in the trenches. They've got a bit of a TikTok vibe to them. And it just sort of reminded me that there's no one better than you on air. And as you say, when you're on radio these days, you're still, thank goodness, on camera, because you're so good at it. Are there any plans on the side to go back on camera?
Well, I have done, there's a show here. It's a web series called Explained. So if you Google that, we do, you know, like a 1 hour web series on go in depth on particular subjects. We've covered vaccinations. We've covered your living legacy. We've covered travel. So I guess that's me dipping my toe. Honestly, though, I am fine without the camera. I know the whole world is going in front of the camera, and
I'm good.
I kind of am. You know, I don't know how to use all the fancy filters that I'm pretty sure everyone else is using. So when I don't use it, I'm like, how come I don't look like them?
You look good. You look better than all of them put together. Are you kidding me? You look so... I was also even wondering how you put yourself together. You have a very busy life. You're balancing work and family and life and everything. Do you have any cool hairstyling devices for little tips that you use, because you're doing this every day?
I swear by the Dyson hairdryer. So if you don't have one, I know the price is cost prohibitive. I got it like seniors discount day at Shoppers. Not to give anybody a plug, but it's sometimes it's one of those things. I love it. No, you know what? I've just been practicing since I was 10. And like, if you don't wear makeup or don't do your hair, then when you have to do it, it's a chore. And I get that. When you've been doing it every day, it actually becomes pretty easy. And I wanted to be a hairdresser for a long time.
Really?
When I was young. Oh yeah. I wanted to be a hairdresser and I would do everybody else's hair. So if I wasn't doing this, maybe I would be doing hair. I don't know. So I love doing
hair. You're so good at it.
Got pretty hair, Judy.
Thank you. So do you. Well, you gave me the best advice once. You said to me, just bathe yourself in the light like an angel. Just always have lights.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't even use a filter. I just got the light thing going on.
Yeah. Well, you know, light's girl's best friend.
The girl's best friend. You also help people, Liz, with speaking engagements. I know this because you've helped me many times with it, and you are awesome at it. What do you love about helping people put speeches and presentations together? You're so good at it.
Okay, so, you know, what I'm doing with the Toronto Music Experience is I consider myself to be a bit of a cheerleader. Like, yeah. I'm kind of a rah, rah, we can do this. And I enjoy doing that with people when it comes to them, when they have to get up in front of an audience and they're terrified.
Yes.
And helping them get to the point where, yes, you're amazing. You got this. So it's that little bit of a cheerleader feel inside of me. And also understanding, you know, I've learned over time. I also taught at Centennial College. I taught presentation skills. It's just a formula. And you know, there's the A, B's and C's of how to make it successful. So I love to see people being the best they can be.
So great. Well, you are the best. You are the best of the best. So that makes a lot of sense. I know I've asked you this question before, but what is bliss these days for Liz West?
What is bliss these days for me? Well, I would say everything we've talked about, from coming to the studio and doing a job that I really, really love. And I mean, I say to people, like, I get to listen to music all afternoon and get paid for it. What do you do? I'm sorry. How great is that?
Yes.
And working on the Toronto Music Experience gives me a tremendous amount of joy. And I've met a really wonderful group of people that I wouldn't have met otherwise. So I get a lot of bliss. And of course, my family, my husband and my three kids. So yeah, and my friends. Every day is a beautiful day. And I know that sounds corny. I'm a glass half full person.
Yes.
Truly view life that way, but it's not easy. Sometimes I get up and I'm like, okay, you can do it, right? It's not always a picnic.
You're a great cheerleader, not only for everyone else, but also for yourself. And you've always just had a sunny personality that just makes you a delight to listen to on the air and to be friends with and to know. I want to thank you so much, Liz, for being on the show today. What is the best way for people to contact you, connect with you on social media, and of course, to listen to you 5 days a week on the Afternoon Drive?
Oh, good question. Well, I would say you could send me a message through Instagram. I think it's Ms. Liz West. How embarrassing is that?
We'll give it to you at the end of the show. Don't worry, folks.
Okay. Through Instagram or Facebook. I see all messages. Some people do message me. So that's probably the best way to reach me these days.
That's awesome.
Thanks for having me on, Judy.
I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. It was great having you here. And singing us out of our show today is the Beyond Talented singer-songwriter Jules Halpern, who's been on our show many times. Jules Halpern is a Beyond Talented singer-songwriter. She just graduated with honors from ESA, Etobicoke School of the Arts, and she'll be attending Queen's University in the fall in Arts and Sciences. In her final showcase, Jules brought the house down, singing The Music That Makes Me Dance from Funny Girl, originally sung by Barbara Streisand. We're going to be hearing Jules sing that show-stopping tune very soon. Lately, just to catch you up on Jules, she's been spending lots of time in LA with John Levine and Grammy Award winner Autumn Rowe, writing and creating some gorgeous new music. To listen to more of Jules' beautiful music, you can follow her Instagram page at jules.halpern, or you can follow her TikTok page at jules_music27. So without further ado, let's listen to the incredible Jules singing this hit song from Funny Girl.
I add two and two, the most simple addition, then swear that the figures are lying. I'm a much better comic than mathematician, 'cause I'm better on stage than at intermission. And as far as the man is concerned, if I've been burned, I haven't learned. I know he's around when the sky and the ground started ringing. I know that he's near by the thunder I hear in advance. His words alone are the words that can start my heart singing. And his is the only music that makes me dance.
Jules, that was beyond sensational. Oh my God. I think even Barbra Streisand would be impressed with your rendition. Thanks for being on the show again. We always love having you here. Each week, we spotlight fabulous people like Megan Elieff, Liz West, and Jules Halpern, who are living their bliss. So if you're an author, artist, yoga, meditation, or mindfulness expert, or really anyone who was found and is following their bliss, we would love to hear from you. We also love to feature singer-songwriters or musicians on the show. So if you're a singer, reach out to us. Also, what did you love about today's program? Are there any guests or topics you would like us to feature on Finding Your Bliss? Just write to us at fyb@findingyourbliss.com. For those of you who don't know, I'm also the Bliss Coach. That means I help you get unstuck, gain clarity, and find your passion and purpose. Just reach out to me at findingyourbliss.com/coaching. I'm also on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app, and all you have to do is search up Judy Liebrach. And of course, you can always follow us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. I would love to thank our wonderful guests that have been on the show today, Megan Elieff, and of course, the wonderful Liz West, and back again, Jules Halpern, such a talented singer-songwriter. Also, thank you to Meg Ruffman, Siobhan Kiley, producer Olivia Weatherall, associate producer Olivia Vigiani, audio engineer Juliana Yannunciello, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, the Create Fertility Center. For everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrach, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.